There's a song that says, "Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. Perfect submission, all is at rest. In my Savior, am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, not at Fox or CNN or MSNBC or Facebook or Instagram, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song." Do you know the rest? Amen, right? This is a beautiful song that we remember. What a blessed assurance in Jesus. In a short meditation in English today, 15 minutes that I have, I'd like us to talk about sleep. Are you getting enough sleep these days? Is your sleep pattern off? Are you sleeping later than usual, or do you feel like you're waking up tired? How is your sleep? So and so, next Sunday we're going to have to wake up earlier to make it to church at 9. I'm going to talk shortly about this meditation about the grace and the danger of sleep. The grace and the danger of sleep. Harul și pericolul somnului. And I want us to look at Genesis chapter 15. We're going to read from Genesis 15. It's about God's covenant with Abraham. Verse 7 through 15. This is the scene where God brings Abraham out, has him look at the stars, just like in our song, looking above, count the stars and see if you can count the stars, and that's how many heirs you will have. Of course, Abraham at this point does not have heirs, but God is giving him this covenant. And then this is what happens after that. Then he said to him, verse 7, Genesis 15, "I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur of the Chaldeans to give you the land to inherit it." And he said, Abram, "Lord God, how shall I know that I will inherit it?" So he said to him, God talking to Abram here, "Bring me a 3-year-old heifer, a 3-year-old female goat, a 3-year-old ram or turtle dove, and a young pigeon." And he brought all these to him and cut them in two down the middle and placed each piece opposite the other, but he did not cut the birds in two. And when the vultures came down on the carcasses, Abram drove them away. Now, when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram. And behold, horror and great darkness fell upon him. Then he said to Abram, "Know certainly that your descendants will be strangers in the land that is not theirs, and will serve them, and they will afflict them 400 years. And also the nation whom they serve I will judge. Afterward, they shall come out with great possessions. Afterward, they shall come out with great possessions. Now, as for you, you shall go to your fathers in peace. You shall be buried at a good old age." Amen. So Abram is being asked to bring a sacrifice. And there is a lot of work in this sacrifice. There's a lot of prescription, if you will, in this sacrifice. It's not just a simple sacrifice. There's very specific directions, and there's a lot of labor to be done in this sacrifice, to cut each animal in half. And there's a lot of bloodshed in this sacrifice upon the altar. And I can imagine that Abram, at his advanced age, would be tired after such a sacrifice. And to add to the work, vultures are coming down, and they're trying to, vultures and all sorts of birds of prey coming down to try to take the sacrifice. And Abram is swatting them away, swatting away the vultures, swatting away the hawks. And he's getting tired. It's a labor-intensive sacrifice. And he falls asleep. He goes to sleep. And a horror and a great darkness falls upon him. And even though he's asleep, as the sun goes down and he falls asleep, the Lord still speaks to him. There are many instances in the Bible where God is doing work while the people are asleep. You remember Adam going to sleep, and the Lord God carving out of his body Eve while Adam is asleep. There is this beautiful scene of Jesus asleep on the lake, and a great storm comes, and he's sleeping. All the disciples are around him and in a state of panic and horror, and yet he sleeps. There are times when God has you go to sleep. We say, sleep on it. Just sleep on it. Don't do things, for example, if you're angry, it's recommended that you don't call somebody to try to get yourself justice. It's better that you sleep on it, so that you wake up the next morning and you've slept on it and you've been able to wake up to a new day. There are things that are happening in your sleep. God is working while you're asleep. There are also things that happen negatively in your sleep. While there's a lot of things that happen while men are sleeping. There's a beautiful story in Matthew 13, 25. Jesus tells his disciples that a good man sowed good seed. And what happened? They went to sleep. Matthew 13, 25, by while men slept, his enemy came and sowed the bad seed. A bad seed. A grain that looks like wheat while it's growing, but then when it's fully grown, it grows and becomes black and poisonous. Tares. They came and they sowed tares. Negina. Right? Negina care se seamănă în timp ce oamenii dorm. While Samson slept, his power was taken away. His strength was cut off. And today we live in a world where men are sleeping with their eyes open while things are happening around us. We sleep. We sleep. So there is the sleep that God wants for you to have, to rest, and there is a time to be awake. There's a time to sleep and there's a time to be awake. Right? The grace and also the danger of sleep. Let's talk about the grace of sleep. We have 9 million Americans that are using sleeping pills to go to sleep at night, because of the worries and the anxieties of today. People have a hard time going to sleep. You're worried about what's going to happen. You're worried about the economy. You're worried about your kids. You're worried about the school, whether or not you're going to be able to continue your education. So naturally, this worry, you go to sleep with it and you wake up with it. And sometimes you can't go to sleep. And I don't know if you've had this experience, but the more you try to go to sleep, the less you're able to go to sleep. Sleep is not one of those things that you can try to do. The more you try to do it, the less you're able to. Psalm 127:2 says, "In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat. For he grants sleep. For he grants sleep to those he loves." He gives his beloved sleep. Oh, Lord, do we need that kind of sleep? To be able to wake up rested. To be able to wake up rested in you. Abram has to go to sleep because he's been swatting away all of the vultures, all of the animals of prey. How much have you been swatting away? Have you spent your days, do you spend your days just swatting away the vultures in your life? And you have no rest, and you have no sleep. And Jesus says, "Come to me. Come to me, all of you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Oh, what a beautiful thing is to have this rest, to be able to sleep like Jesus in the storm. Abram needs to go to sleep after all of this toil so that God can do his work. See, God is not worried about the sacrifice, that the vultures will come and eat it. He will take care of the sacrifice. You're worried too much about God's work, as if somehow God absolutely needed you. And he needs you 24/7. And you can't go to sleep. We often feel that way, don't we? That God cannot do his work without us. That he needs us to swat away the vultures. Brother and sister, go to sleep and rest in the Lord. If you can't sleep at night, I pray that God gives you rest in this time. Turn off the news for a little bit. Maybe if it's your cell phone that's not allowing you to go to sleep, put it away. Don't sleep with your cell phone next to your bed. Cut off things in your life that are taking away your rest and your sleep. Maybe it's the worry of what will happen to God's work. What's going to happen to the church? What's going to happen to my family? Jesus wants to give you rest. Rest is a condition of the soul, whether you're awake or asleep. This is what I want you to take away from this meditation today. Rest is a condition of the soul. And whether you're sleeping or whether you're awake, you should rest in this assurance, in this blessed assurance that we have. Some people think of sleep as a neutral, spiritually neutral activity, as if somehow you hit the pause button on life and you go to sleep and nothing happens. It's not true. There are many different types of sleep. You can have a bad night. You can have bad dreams. You can be physically unable to sleep. It is a spiritual battle, even in your sleep. For Abraham, there's a dark and horrible darkness falls upon him, even as he's sleeping. And finally, sleep is a grace. Sleep is a grace. It's the one thing that we do for ourselves. Maybe your husband and wife will argue, and your children will argue, that it's something you do for them too. Because if you don't get enough rest, nobody wants to be around you, right? Nobody wants to be around a person who is sleep deprived. Have you ever been sleep deprived? Are you getting enough sleep? And then there's a time to sacrifice sleep for the greater good. You know, Jesus regularly rose early to go and pray. Luke 6:12. And then we have the famous scene in the garden when he tells Peter and James and John to pray that they would not be that they would not enter into temptation. Vegyat, don't go to sleep. Stay with me. Stay with me a while. And they go and they fall asleep. And then he rebukes them, Matthew 26:36-46. He rebukes them. You could have stayed just a little while, but yet you fell asleep. Yet you fell asleep. Samson falls asleep into the arms of Delilah and his strength is cut off. There is a danger in too much sleep. There is also a danger in sleeping while awake. Sleep asleep to what's happening around us. Asleep to the spiritual challenges that are around your family, around your life. And you're sleepwalking through life. And you're sleepwalking through the service, and you're sleepwalking through this time. How many of you maybe said, wake me up when it's all over? I wish I could just maybe go to sleep at the beginning of 2020 and wake up in on December 31st. It's all over. The election is done. The pandemic maybe is over. The civil unrest, the riots, everything that's happening is gone. Wake me up when it's all done. Wouldn't it be great, TJ and Emily, to wake up married? The wedding that you were planning for a long time, you didn't even imagine last year that it would be like this. You probably didn't even think that people were going to come to your wedding wearing masks or anything like that. A lot of things we didn't foresee. And a lot of things happened, brothers and sisters, while we were asleep. A lot of things happened while we were asleep. And maybe things are still happening while we are asleep, and we're not aware of them. Let God wake us up from this sleep that is numbing us to what's happening around us. But if you are one who is restless today, and you're feeling anxiety and you cannot sleep, let God give you rest. Let Jesus give you rest. Blessed assurance. Blessed assurance. Rest, again, as a condition of the soul, whether you're asleep or awake. May you have rest in Him. Lord, give me this rest. I need this rest. Do you need this rest? To rest in the Lord, to know that no matter what happens, He is with you. To rest in the assurance that even though you weren't there, beautiful, very theologically correct song. And I love these old songs because they were written and inspired by God in a time when people were actually very close to Scripture. In Scripture, they were inspiring these songs. Heir of salvation. Heir. You were an heir to the salvation that was purchased of God. You were not there 2,000 years ago. And even though you weren't there, and you and I were not there to see Him nailed to the cross 2,000 years ago, we are the beneficiaries of that sacrifice. That is the assurance, brother and sister, that you can rest on today. Jesus still saves. Jesus is calm in the storm. In this storm of 2020, in this pandemic, in this economic turmoil, in this political turmoil, in this crisis that we are, crisis upon crisis upon crisis that we're dealing with. That is the assurance that you have, that you can rest in. Whether you're sleeping or awake, rest in Him. Rest in Jesus. He's not going to make you go through this with nothing at the end. It's a beautiful tableau that God shows Abraham. 400 years of slavery. But even after all that, they will come out with great possessions. And you shall go to your fathers in peace. You shall be buried at a good old age. What a blessed assurance that all that you're going through right now in life is not for nothing. That God has not allowed all of this to happen just for the fun of it, or for you to test you, to see. You will come out with an assurance, just like Abraham was being promised. The land will be yours and your descendants, and they will come out with great possessions. You're not going through all of this for nothing. You're not. Rest in this assurance, and the greatest assurance of all. Amen.